my conclusion is that, and this conclusion is shared, I might say, by Mr. Trueheart, our Deputy Chief of Mission, who is the American with political experience, has been longer on the scene, I think, than anyone else. It's also shared by our consul in Clay, that Mr. Nu must go, or that we will not be able to win the war in Vietnam if he stays. Trueheart commented at a meeting in the ambassador's office that he was very much afraid that the people were going to begin to move over toward the VC if the alternative is only between Nu and the Viet Cong. I found that on the part of other U.S. civilian officials in central Vietnam. That is my conclusion as well, Mr. President.
You both went to the same country?
Yes, sir. One's on the military, one's civilian.
Well, I mean, how is it that we get this difference? This is not a new thing. This is what we've been dealing with for 3 weeks. On the one hand, you get the military saying the war is going better. On the other hand, you get the political saying that the deterioration is affecting the military. Now, two gentlemen have both had a lot of experience. We have a lot of confidence in both of you. What is the reason for the difference? You must have an explanation of what the reason is for the difference.
I'll tell you that reason. It's metropolitan versus national. That's my judgment, sir. That Mr. Mendenhall has expressed a metropolitan viewpoint, and I've expressed one that reflects more of the countryside. Now, this is not to say that that my viewpoint should prevail at all, but the city of Saigon is like the bullseye in a target, but there's a great big target around it too. The attitudes in Saigon indeed are different. They're far more political, far less pragmatic than are those in the countryside.
How do you explain this report of the military? The war is going well.
Well, sir, I explained it in the following fashion. It's still progressing in the first, second, third quarter. I wish to dispute this, General, however, on the fourth quarter. It is not going well in the fourth quarter.
But that,
and I have the direct evidence to prove it because I've just gone through the fourth quarter. Dillingham, a program is being chewed to pieces down there. In Long Island province, which is just to the south of Saigon, where a concentrated effort was made in expanding the program, I would say that it was about 60% wiped out. We have districts there where 13 out of 15 hamlets were overrun and totally destroyed. We have some 50 kilometers of barbed wire which has been cut up into pieces. We have hamlet militia who have turned their weapons in for fear.
And we have, how long has that been going on?
This has been going on during July and August, sir.
The other thing is, I think it's we ought to try to discourage this government. He is really the first time this has happened in from state putting out one line about the news must go, Pentagon putting out this is the way to chaos. There is this very strong difference of opinion. It's out in the Saigon area. It's reflected in a lot of newspaper stories out of there, the story here. Yesterday's Journal American, gloom shrouds the Pentagon planners as they try to fight the shambles against the rugged war that's being won. And the military has every right to be angry with the Zem government for too agitated and unbelievably inept American diplomacy, all of which share, etc., etc., the administration's clumsy intervention in the Vietnam hothouse. I know that there is some view of that. The Pentagon is also a view in the State Department that the military are wrong about the fate of the war, which to me ought to be fought out here, not try to be fought out in the press. Stage, and if anybody has any ideas, we want to hear them. No sense in just complaining about it. be passed to the side of it.